it is mentioned that a poor man, he had three sons. He had three sons and he worked during the day and he earned his livelihood, and whatever he earned, he gave to his family. And his family ate whatever he had. But he wasn't a rich person. So they ate simply. The food was enough, but it wasn't extravagant food. Now, one of the sons, he was not happy. He was not happy that he was, you know, only eating simple food. So what he decided to do, he decided to make friends with somebody who was rich. And his intention was that if I make friends with someone that's rich, then I'll be eating at their house, and I'll be eating good food, and I'll be eating nice food instead of eating this simple food that I have at home. So he decided to make a friend, and he made a friend who was rich, and he was going to his house. And one day, his friends got angry with him, shouted at him, hit him, and as a result of hitting him, he lost his tooth. And when he lost his tooth, he thought to himself that, you know, when I was at home and I was eating simple food, my father gave me love. Here I'm now greedy for this thing. And as a result of this greed, what has happened? I've lost my tooth. And he realized then that he should be happy with what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. So this Madini pearl that we've said, that the person who is greedy, he suffers great losses and then later on he regrets it. Greed for wealth or position or rank, whatever your status is, people are greedy for this. Remember this, Allah Azza wa Jal will give us the amount of sustenance that has been written for us. Therefore, safety lies in that we should learn how to be content with what Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. The successful person is content with what Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. You should do shukr for whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. Whatever your situation is, our mindset should be that we should be looking and thinking, Ya Allah, Allah ka lak lak shukr, thank you Allah that you've given me this. There are people around the world, there are people close to me, there are people far to me that haven't got what I have got. And you will all know people, even if it's not in your relatives, from where you come, in your town, your village, your city, you will know people that are struggling to survive. That are struggling to survive, and yet Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us so much. Should we be not thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah, you've given us all this? Instead of being greedy for more, looking to those people that have got more than us, looking to bring people down that have more than us so that we can have this. We should do shukr, Ya Allah. You know, we're so fortunate that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us. And we say it so many times that we don't realize how lucky we are. We should do shukr for all the things that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us.